This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Family and friends are gathering today to remember Andrew Brown Jr., a black man shot and killed by deputies in North Carolina. His funeral begins at noon today. The AP's Julie Walker.
A viewing of the body was held, and Brown's family led a march yesterday in Elizabeth City to the place where the 42-year-old was killed. His aunt, Lily Brown Clark, spoke.
The family is heartbroken, angry.
Today they bury the father of seven. Reverend Al Sharpton delivers the eulogy. He says he'll make clear the shooting is part of continual abuse of police power. On April 21st, deputies attempted to serve Brown with drug-related warrants.
This is just the beginning. That's what the Homeland Security Secretary says about the plan to reunite four families this week that were separated at the Mexico border during the Trump presidency. Just the beginning of a broader effort, says Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. A boat apparently trying to smuggle immigrants into the U.S., according to authorities, capsized and broke apart off the coast of San Diego. At least three people were killed, 27 hospitalized. San Diego Lifeguard Services Lieutenant Rick Romero on what he saw.
I saw people just getting sucked out, floating out. Some of them were face down, and then a whole bunch of people down below along the base of the cliff there, just a couple of citizens were starting CPR on one person.
Several tornadoes smashed their way across Mississippi yesterday, causing some damage but no immediate word of injuries. The city of Tupelo declared an emergency and asked people not to get into their cars and try to drive. Our new AP poll finds that a majority of Americans like the idea of the government helping people to age in their own homes rather than having to go to an institution. This is AP News. Beginning tomorrow, the U.S. is restricting travel from India because of the spike in COVID cases there. The AP's Karen Shamas.
In the midst of a monstrous surge of COVID-19 infections, the Indian government has opened vaccinations to all adults in hopes of taming the spread. Despite being the world's largest maker of vaccines, the country is still short of critical supplies due to slow manufacturing and a lack of raw materials. New Delhi resident Sakshi Kumar was relieved to be getting her vaccine.
Me and my family have already had COVID. So now I think this will be a good thing so that we don't get infected again.
India's states and federal governments are expected to take on the task of immunizing 900 million Indian adults, as the price of private vaccinations proves too high for the majority of the population. I'm Karen Chamas.
Apple goes to court in California today to defend the App Store against accusations that it's an illegal monopoly, the suit being brought by Epic Games. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.